Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Menachos Daf Lamed Aleph, the third parak HaKomets Rabbah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri related that his teva once became mixed into a majority of chulin. Rabbi Tarfon told him to purchase produce from the market, meaning demai from an ama arts, and take meiser from it on his teva. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Tarfon holds deraisa beruba batel. Biblically speaking, the teva is nullified by the majority of chulin and only requires meiser to be taken with the rabban. He also holds Rova Ami Arts Ma'asrim Hen. Most Ami Arts do take Miser properly, so the requirement to take Miser from their produce is only the Rabban. Thus, this case is Kator Mina Pator Al Pator, like one who separates Truma from the biblically exempt for the biblically exempt, which is valid. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Tarfon did not suggest purchasing produce from an Ovid Kochavim because he holds Ein Kinyan Ovid Kochavim by Eretz Yisrael, Lafkia Miyad Meiser. An idolater cannot have ownership of land in Eretz Yisrael regarding removing its produce from Meiser obligations. In another version, Rabbi Tarfon did recommend purchasing produce from an Akum because he holds an Akum can own land in Eretz Yisrael to remove the Meiser obligation. In contrast, he didn't recommend purchasing an Ama Arts' produce because he holds most Ama Arts do not take Meiser. Point number two, Rav said that a mezuzah which was written shtaim shtaim, two words per line, is valid. The Gemara asked about a mezuzah written with two words on one line, three on the next, and one on the third, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, Koshiken Sha'asa Kashira. Certainly it's valid since he's made it like a song, meaning like Oz Yashir in the Torah, which alternates between long and short lines. Although a brisa teaches that if one made it like a shira, or made a shira like it, it is possible that that refers to a sefer Torah, not a mezuzah. Rav Yochanan also validated a mezuzah written in the above fashion and added, ubevad shel yaseinu kakuba, provided he does not make it like a tent, meaning narrow at the top and widening downwards, one word on one line, then two words, then three words, ubevad shel yaseinu kazonav, and provided he does not make like a tail, meaning wide at the top and narrowing downwards, three words, then two, then one. And point number three, Rav Chisda says, Ha'aretz b'shita acharona, the last words of the mezuzah, on the earth, are written alone on the last line. Some say they are written b'sof shita, at the end of the line, and some say they are written b'techilo shita, at the beginning of the line. The first opinion reasons that the word shamayim, which is the last word in the second to last line, should appear directly over the word ha'aretz, hinting that one's days should be lengthened, k'gvoa shamayim ha'aretz, like the height of the heaven over the earth. The second opinion argues the word ha'aretz should be at the beginning of the line, as far as possible from the word shamayim, hinting that one's day should be lengthened, kihegi demarachaka shamayim ma'aretz, like the heaven is far from the earth. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri related that his teva once became mixed into a majority of chulin. Rabbi Tarfon told him to purchase produce from the market, meaning demai from an ama arts, and take meiser from it on his teva. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Tarfon holds deraisa beruba batel. Biblically speaking, the tevel is nullified by the majority of chulin and only requires meiser to be taken with the rabban. He also holds rova ami arts ma'asrim hen. Most ami arts do take meiser properly, so the requirement to take meiser from their produce is only the rabban. Thus, this case is kator mina pator al pator, like one who separates truma from the biblically exempt for the biblically exempt, which is valid. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Tarfon did not suggest purchasing produce from an Ovid Kochavim because he holds Ein Kinyan Ovid Kochavim by Eretz Yisrael, Lafkia Miyad Meiser. An idolater cannot have ownership of land in Eretz Yisrael regarding removing its produce from Meiser obligations. In another version, Rabbi Tarfon did recommend purchasing produce from an Akum because he holds an Akum can own land in Eretz Yisrael to remove the Meiser obligation. In contrast, he didn't recommend purchasing an Ama Arts' produce because he holds most Ama Arts do not take Meiser. Point number two, Rav said that a mezuzah which was written shtaim shtaim, two words per line, is valid. The Gemara asked about a mezuzah written with two words on one line, three on the next, and one on the third, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, Koshiken Sha'asa Kashira. Certainly it's valid since he's made it like a song, meaning like Oz Yashir in the Torah, which alternates between long and short lines. Although a brisa teaches that if one made it like a shira, or made a shira like it, it is possible that that refers to a sefer Torah, not a mezuzah. Rav Yochanan also validated a mezuzah written in the above fashion and added, ubevad shel yaseinu kakuba, provided he does not make it like a tent, meaning narrow at the top and widening downwards, one word on one line, then two words, then three words, ubevad shel yaseinu kazonav, and provided he does not make like a tail, meaning wide at the top and narrowing downwards, three words, then two, then one. And point number three, Rav Chisda says, Ha'aretz b'shita acharona. The last words of the mezuzah, on the earth, are written alone on the last line. Some say they are written b'sof shita, at the end of the line, and some say they are written b'techila shita, at the beginning of the line. The first opinion reasons that the word shamayim, which is the last word in the second to last line, should appear directly over the word ha'aretz, hinting that one's days should be lengthened, k'gvoa shamayim ha'aretz, like the height of the heaven over the earth. The second opinion argues the word ha'aretz should be at the beginning of the line, as far as possible from the word shamayim, hinting that one's day should be lengthened, ki heki demarachaka shamayim ha'aretz, like the heaven is far from the earth. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed alef, and our standard siman relates to the law, and we use a judge for the siman, a judge. So here goes. The judge at the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an am haaretz, so he could take maaser mid rabban from it for his chuan snack, which some tevel fell into, ruled that the mezuzah written like a shear was kosher, but the ones like a tent or a tail are pasul, and al haaretz must always be written alone on the last line for a long life. Once again, slow motion. The judge, that must move on daf, Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge had the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an am haaretz, so he could take maaser mid rabban from it for his chuan snack, which some tevel fell into, which reminds us, Gemara discusses taking maaser for tevel mixed into chuan, using produce from an am haaretz, or an akum. So the judge at the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an am haaretz, so he could take maaser mid rabban from it for his chuan snack, which some tevel fell into, ruled that the mezuzah written like a shear was kosher, but the ones like a tent or a tail are pasul. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a mezuzah's lines which were written like a shira, a kuba, a tent, or a zanav, a tail. So the judge of the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an am haaretz so he could take maaser mid rabban from it for his chuan snack, which some tevel fell into, ruled that the mezuzah written like a shira was kosher, but the ones like a tent or a tail are pasul, and al haaretz must always be written alone on the last line for a long life. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the placement of al haaretz on the last line of a mezuzah. So once again, so the judge of the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an am haaretz, so he could take maaser mid rabban from it for his chuan snack, which some tevel fell into, ruled that the mezuzah written like a shira was kosher, but the ones like a tent or tail are pasul, and al haaretz must always be written alone on the last line for a long life. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Chav Zayin. So the siman Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The sounds from the boy playing the ma'akev song on his kazoo. Kazoo, that must be run daf Chav Zayin. The sounds from the boy playing the me'akev song on his kazoo as he blew a small part of the komets away from a komets kamitza, which reminds us, the next mission begins a series of mishnayos detailing various parts of mitzvos which ma'akev each other. This mission discusses components of menachos, a komets mi'utu ma'akevus rubo. Regarding a komets, its small part is essential to its larger part, meaning if any is missing, it's invalid. The same applies to the isarna flour, the wine of Nesachim, and the shemen. The flour and shemen are ma'akev each other, and the komets and the lavona are ma'akev each other. The Gemara presents drushes for all these laws. So the sounds from the boy playing the ma'akev song on his kazoo as he blew a small part of the komets away from a kohen's kamitza, and from his friend who blew the zekeli va'nevehu tune, holding the dalad meaning together as an aguda, since it's a mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if the dalad meaning of luv must be tied into a bundle. The Rabbanan hold bundling the dalad meaning is not required, while Rav Yehuda holds it is. But even the Rabbanan agree it's a mitzvah to bundle them, because the pasuk states, zekeli va'nevehu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. So the sounds from the boy playing the ma'akev song on his kazoo, as he blew a small part of the komets away from a kohen's kamitza, and from his friend who blew the zekeli va'nevehu tune, holding the dalad meaning together as an aguda, since it's a mitzvah, distracted the kohen who invalidated the hazaz of the blood of the parduma when he forgot to direct them towards the entrance of the heichal, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a contradiction about the hazaz of the paraduma, which were not directed towards the Pesach heichal, whether they are valid or not. Daf Chav Ches. So the siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, koach. So here goes. At the strong man menorah maker shop, strong man, that must be run Daf Chav Ches, koach. at the Strongman Menorah Maker Shop, where the strongman was busy fashioning a menorah out of a single block of gold with his bare hands, making sure it had seven arrows, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shiva Kini Menorah Ma'akin Ze'ed, the seven branches of the menorah are essential to one another, and the seven arrows, the lamps, are essential to one another. A brisa teaches that the menorah was made from eshes, a single block of gold. If it was made from scraps of gold, it's invalid, but if it was made from other materials, it is valid. So at the Strongman Menorah Maker Shop, where the strongman was busy fashioning menorah out of a single block of gold with his bare hands, making sure it had seven arrows, one customer was told they don't make menorahs out of tin or lead, which reminds us, Rapapa Breid Rav Hanin quoted a brisa before Rav Yosef teaching that a menorah made from silver is valid. If it was made out of tin, lead, or a metal alloy, Rebbe says it is valid, while Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says it's invalid. If it was made from wood, bones, or glass, all agree it's invalid. So at the Strongman Menorah Maker Shop, where the strongman was busy fashioning menorah out of a single block of gold with his bare hands, making sure it had seven arrows, one customer was told they don't make menorahs out of tin or lead, while another customer admired the exquisite design of a finished menorah, which reminds us the Gemara gives over the menorah's design, giving over the number and placement of the gvim, the kaftorim, and the prachim. Dav Chav Tes, so the simon Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot. Cot? That must be on Daf Chavtes. The young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses deficiencies of a single letter in a mezuzah or tefillin, which are ma'akev, and asking a child who is neither clever, who would figure out the correct reading, nor foolish, who can only read perfectly written letters, to discern if the letter is missing a part. So the young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin was upset that his sleep was disturbed as he was in the middle of a wonderful dream about Rabbi Akiva darshaning the tagging on the letters, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu why he was tying tagging to the osios in the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him in the future Rabbi Akiva. So the young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin was upset that his sleep was disturbed as he was in the middle of a wonderful dream about Rabbi Akiva darshaning the tagging on the letters and about Tshuva climbing into the break in the hay that was used to create Olam Hazeh, which reminds us that we learned that the two worlds were created with a yud and a hay, and we learned the reason for the hay's design, the left leg of the hay suspended, so that if one returns in Tshuva, they can bring him back through the opening. Daf Lamed, so the Simran Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Malamed, Malamed, that must be on Daf Lamed. The Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas of Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. So the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah to take the children to Achnasis Sefer Torah, celebrated by a man who corrected one word in a Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the schus of one who purchases or writes or merely corrects a Sefer Torah. Rav Shesha says if he corrected even one single letter of a Sefer Torah he purchased in a market, Ma'alav HaKasav Kivu K'savu, the Torah considers him as if he wrote it entirely. So the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last Epsukim of the Torah to take the children to Achnasis Sefer Torah, celebrated by the man who corrected one word in a Torah, which was delayed when an argument broke out about what to do when it was discovered that Hashem Hashem was skipped, which reminds us, a brisa discusses Hatoa B'Shem, one who makes a mistake by neglecting to write the name of Hashem and records five opinions about what he should do. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff discusses the placement of the words Al Ha'aretz on the last line of a mezuzah? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you discuss deficiencies of a single os in mezuzah and tefillin and asking a child? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we have a contradiction if the tzitz is maratze for mezi? That's on Daf Cafe. Good. Number four. Which stuff does the Gemara discuss a mezuzah's lines, which were written like a shira, a kuba, a tent, or a zanav, a tail? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number five. Which stuff to have a malchus b'haktar for a mincha whose shiraim became tame, were burned, or were lost before the kumas was offered on the mizbeach? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number six. Which stuff discusses taking maaser for tevel mixed into chulin using produce from either an Am Ha'aretz or an Akum? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number seven. Which stuff does the Gemara give over the menorah's design detailing the number and placement of the Gvim, Kaftorim, and Prachim? That's on Daf. Chavches. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do Machokas of Moshe wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we have a Machokas whether tin lead or a metal alloy can be used to make the menorah? That's on Daf. Chavches. Great. And number 10. Which Daf do we have a Machokas if the dalad minim of lulav must be tied in a bundle? That's on Daf. Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.